Today is Monday, July 25th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm hoping, I wanted to start back on a somewhat of a diet now that we're back from vacation and everything. I want to get back in there and really, you know, work on it. And I know I say that all the time, but I really do. And I thought I might have even lost a little bit of weight on the vacation because we were walking so much. And everything was falling off of me. The shorts were falling off of me. The jeans were falling off of me. Shirts were looking too big. Maybe it's just wishful thinking. Because it was so hot and we were walking everywhere. We were walking hours every day as we were, you know. And I know walking doesn't really burn that many calories. I was drinking a lot of water as well because so much, you know, heat. And sodas, like I would normally drink, don't always quench your thirst from heat. Plain water does. So I was drinking a lot of plain water, eating. And I think I did a pretty good job of not gorging myself at buffet. Like I only went once to the buffet, got a few things on one plate, ate that, and then got a couple of dessert items. And that was it. At the, you know, in the dining room, I didn't get three entrees so I could try each one of them. I got one appetizer, one entree, one dessert. And at all the various places we went. So I think I did better than you normally would on a cruise. Bottom line, I wanted to start when I got back, but I've been so busy and tired that I haven't been able to start working out and or planning a meal, kind of, you know, replanning what my cooking is going to look like. So I've decided that I'm going to wait until after Pride 48, so Monday of next week, I'm going to start my workout regimen, whatever, and I'm also going to I'm going to figure out like my eating situation. And then I guess I'll have to start weighing and stuff like that again. Ugh. Anyway, so I've been getting ready for Pride 48. I've been corresponding with Wendy because she needs help streaming. And so we're going to be helping the Mad Dingo stream her show on the Pride 48 weekend. I will say to anyone, if you have problems, please reach out to me, either adam@pride48.com or adamburns.uk@gmail.com. Either one of those ways. And I will help you. There still is the possibility of signing up for tech help until the end of the day Wednesday. But the sooner the better, because if it gets like if you try to set up an appointment on Wednesday for Wednesday, you're less likely to get it because, you know, things could have come up. But if you do it a day or two before. So if you do need help, please let us know. Matt Burlingame was testing his setup today and let me know there was an issue on Firefox trying to play the stream in the browser from the website. And so, you know, there's always things that could go wrong that I maybe didn't test for or didn't know to test for. So if you're having issues, please let me know. But I've been, you know, doing a little bit of preparation for that. We recorded Mix Minus or The Mix on Friday night. And that was a lot of fun. It had been almost a month since I had recorded with Daniel. So it was, or maybe it was a whole month, I'm not sure, but it was at least 3 weeks. I feel like it was a month because we recorded one Friday. Then the next Friday, I was on a flight to Europe. So that was 1 week. And then I was in Europe for 2 weeks. Didn't get back in time to record that one. And yeah, so it was a month exactly since the last time. So that was a lot of fun. On the weekend, we had some yard work that we needed to do. It's been really dry here and really sunny and hot. And the heat wave that everyone is experiencing in the world is also happening here. And so we have been watering But the grass is turning brown. I don't think there's much we can do other than try to water more. But we did have some yard work that we needed to do. But because of that, the grass is not growing very quickly. And I decided, well, I'm going to mow the front yard, but I'm not going to mow the backyard because nobody sees the backyard. We're not, you know, we're not having parties or anything like that in the backyard. And so it saved a little bit of time. But what we did need to do is our front flower beds. We normally plant flowers in our front flower beds, and we do it every year. Maybe we should come up. I don't remember whether it's annuals or perennials or whatever it is. They make some plants where they die and they don't come back and you have to replant them every year. And then there are some. And when I say they make plants, I feel like that some of these plants have been genetically engineered, so they'll die and then not come back. I could be wrong about that, but I just think it's a way of the companies making more money. It's like, oh, we're not going to sell them a periwinkle that comes back next year. Oh no, they're going to have to come back and buy more periwinkles from me. So a lot of times we will plant, we'll come up with a color scheme. You know, we'll come up with the different textures and layers of things, and then we'll buy those things and we'll plant them. And you know, you have to replace your mulch every year because it starts to disintegrate. It loses its color and all of that. And we just have a couple of flower beds in the front, and we have a tree that has mulch around it. So the grass had started growing into the mulch. And so we needed to remove all the grass. We needed to replace the mulch and or just pour more mulch on top of the existing mulch. And then I wanted some sort of flowers, but it's so far along in the summer already that I didn't feel like digging holes in the flower bed and planting things and going through all that mess. So I said, why don't we just do a couple of potted plants and a couple of hanging and a couple of on the ground. And so we ended up then we'll replace the mulch and get the grass out. So I mowed the front lawn, I edged, weed eated, did all that. And we went and bought 15 bags of black mulch. And then we picked out 3 different plants per pot for the ones on the ground. So we had a taller one, a middle size one that has really pretty flowers. I can remember the name of it, but anyway, it's got flowers. And then a third one that was a purple viney thing. I don't know the name of it, but I wanted it to spill out of the front of the pot. And, you know, give you a little bit more spillage. So you get some purple there, you get some red and orange flowers, and then a grass, kind of a taller grass at the back. So Mark planted those. For whatever reason, he doesn't like to design the thing. So I told him how to plant them. And then while he was planting them, or I told him like how I wanted them organized. And while he was planting those, I did the mulch. We did the grass together. We removed all the grass. And that took about half an hour, 45 minutes. Then I laid the new mulch while he was planting the flowers in the pots. And then we put them out, blew the sidewalk. I have not hung the hanging baskets yet because I've got to screw the hooks into our posts in the front because we've not done that before. So I'm going to do that sometime this week, but I just ran out of energy. We watched all of Drag Race All-Stars that's available, but apparently the finale is this coming Friday. So we couldn't watch all of that, but we did watch as much of it as we could. And we started Stranger Things over the weekend. And so it had been, I feel like the season 3 of Stranger Things, I must have slept during most of it because I couldn't remember. I'm glad they had this big long recap at the beginning because I couldn't remember what had happened. And I'm still a little bit confused by things, but maybe by the end of season 4, I'll remember what happened in season 3. I don't know. So we did that. And and my stepdad came down with COVID on the recent trip that they were having. So or the trip that they went on. So luckily, Mark and I seem to be fine from our trip, though. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.